19 and 20 out of the fifth. Race 6, the scratching with an elevated temperature of 3 Dawnwall and 15 Blanco Cara, 3 and 15. The Doomben Cup Race 7, 2 Preferment, 4 Vanbrugh and 8 Bazzini, 2, 4 and 8. And Race 8, 3 Hofgarden, 7 Strawberry Boy, 9 Siegfried, 11 Casual Choice, 12 Savannah Amour and 16 Perfect Dare. 3, 7, 9, 11, 12 and 16. They're the scratchings there. Now, Glenn, can you help us with Flemington? He's not there, okay. Okay, so I'm going to go for Flemington. My system is going slow, so here we go. Flemington race 1 on a good 4 is clear. Race 2, take out. I'll just get those again. 4 and 8 are out. 4 Miss Jeno and 8 Hussey's Glow. Race 3, take out 1 Ormito and 2 By the Grace. Race 4, take out 1 Jaws of Steel. Okay, Glenn, pick us up on the remainder here. What about race... were there any more in race 4?
Race 4, scratch 1 Jaws of Steel, and that is it. Race 5, scratched 6 Rock for the Ladies and 7 Sahitsi. Also numbers 12 Royal Island, 13 Freshwater Storm, 15 Noella's Choice, and 17 Give Us a Go. To race 6, scratched 3 Araldo Jr., 8 Wells, 11 Just Jr., 12 High Mode, and 14 She's Extraordinary. To race 7, which is the straight 6, go to number 12 as a scratching there, Le Bon Sir. To race 8, number 9, Lord Durante is a scratching in that race there. And race 9, scratch 3, Lord Lumberjack, 4, Unbreakable, 6, Gazeau, 7, Like the Clappers, 15, Walloon Region, and 17, Zagaya. So they're the scratchings there. Do you don't need the rider changes?
No, we're under control there. We'll do those when we get to them a little while later. Right. Now, Morfordville.
Yeah, you've got those? The
yes,
progress
I have
scratchings?
Now. Yeah. Yep, I've got them now. So we're just gone interim. It's fine and the good for the Penno 5.33. These are, as I say, interim. Race 1, number 4, Pepper the Pin. 16, Streetcar Illusion. 20, Mystified. And the emergencies 22 and 23. Race 2, number 1, Indian Thunder, number 1. Race 3, number 3, Araldo Jr., number 3. Race 4, number 16, So Distinct, number 16. Race 5, number 12, Vienna Miss, number 12. Race 6 is clear. Race 7, the Million Dollar Darley Goodwood. Take out 17, Carla Vassi, and 18, Vidora, 17 and 18. And race 8, 2 Now or Later, 11 Noella's Choice, and 18 Summer Glen, 2, 11 and 18. Repeating with Dominic Tenure not riding, and also Regan Bayliss, he's going to be out with a broken wrist. In the Darley Goodwood, 3 Fatinar is Corey Parrish, and 21 Lucky Liberty is Joe Bowditch. So that gives you all the scratchings we got there. After this, we'll start looking at Rose Hill.
Sky Sports Radio covers the very best New South Wales country racing.
Every race Sunday, we're off to the Western Plains for Parks Cup Day.
Join form analyst Mick Wallace Sunday morning at 10
for all your Parks winners
here on Sky Sports Radio.
Don't miss out on your last 2017 pinhooking opportunity at the Inglis Great Southern Weanling and Bloodstock Sale, June 18 to 21 at Oaklands Junction, Melbourne. For catalogues and information, visit inglis.com.au.
May is 5% extra discount month at astivita.com.au. That's a further 5% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off on wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations, with free delivery to most areas. This May, use the code RADIO for your extra 5% discount at astivita.com.au. astivita.com.au.
Dynamic Syndications, in association with legendary breeder Sir Patrick Hogan of Cambridge Stud, have a potential stallion prospect to own and race with Gay and Adrian. By Australia's champion sire Reader's Choice, our colt is from Love Tessa, Group 3 Perform winner of 2 and a direct descendant of the immortal broodmare 8 Carat. For $13,150 per share, join our dynamic team of Sir Patrick, Gay and Adrian. For info, visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids' room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Rosebery.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
Monday morning at 9, Punters Postmortem, Sky Sports Radio.
Yes, 8:05, time to start looking at Rose Hill today. Ron Duffersey, Mike Fraser will join us in a tick with Glenn Munsey, but Mark Van Gestel, the Chief Steward, is with us from Racing New South Wales. As I've mentioned, Mark, a number of times, due to rain, we've lost Ballina and that picnic meeting at Quambone today.
Yeah, no, it's been a bit of rain up north, Andrew, and unfortunately those two meetings are... Particularly Quambone on the dirt, couldn't proceed.
Yeah, understand that. All right, Rose Hill, we're on a soft five. We're just hoping maybe the small little drizzle patches can clear and we can enjoy the afternoon. What have you got for us?
Yeah, Andrew, probably starting in race five, Rose and Man, Rose Hill on the 6th of May, beaten 4.5 lengths behind Bonnie O'Reilly, but it jumped quite awkwardly, raced quite keenly in the middle stages, and then it was held up a clear running in the early part of the straight, and... It probably should have finished a little closer than what the form suggests. Take you to race 6, Montauk, out of the Wagga Cup, 5th of May. Finished 4th behind Stampede, beaten 3.5 lengths. It was crowded at the start. It went back then from that incident, but then it was held up a clear running in the early part of the straight, and once it obtained clear running, it down the line quite strongly. Take you then over to race number 7, Very Delicious at Rose Hill on the 6th of May. Drew wide and went back in the early stages, and then it did start to make good ground over the concluding stages and was awkwardly placed close to hills and couldn't be ridden out over the finish. So beaten 4 lengths here by Kenny Essent, but it also should have finished a bit closer. In that same race, Invincible, first up at Hawkesbury, 29th of April, was beaten 3.5 lengths by the Lanciata, but it never got clear running really at, until about the final 100 metres, and to get its first up performance, it had no luck at all. Take it to race 8, Wild and Famous, Rose Hill, 6th of May. It's beaten just over 2 lengths by Untamed Diamond when first up, but running the first turn, it ran up on the heels, but probably more importantly, he didn't get out until about the 150-metre mark, and he also did work to the line quite well. So they're probably the main horses to mention out of today's meeting, Anthony.
All right, mate, and we appreciate that jockey's updates with those apprentices. We'll mention those through our preview again. Have a good day out there, Mark.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Ron Duffersey is with us. We welcome back after a little break, Mike Fraser with us on our Saturday preview. Welcome back, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Nice to be back. Good morning, Ronnie. I'm still trying to get my head around the fact that you bought your wife a ladder.
Well, there's been development on that. It's come through quicker than the scratchings. A photo has been presented by an unknown person on my phone. That person will remain, I'm not going to say who it was, but it will be tweeted out. Simply, Ron, I cannot believe, and I'll bring Munsey into this, Glenn Munsey, you cannot believe that Ron Duffersey has presented Cheryl on her birthday with a ladder.
I fully expected something similar, Andrew, but more concerning is the fact that I'm actually going out to lunch with Ron tomorrow. Now I know who's paying. Me.
Come on, Ron, can't be giving your wife a ladder.
Well, she does all the handiwork at home, and I see her just trying to change those light globes. She's just not tall enough, and she's on this chair, and she's on her tippy toes, so I was just getting a bit worried about her.
And much, much easier to clean the gutters out now, Ron, too.
Much
with that.
Easier, much easier.
You'll get her a harness next year when she's on the roof.
Oh, dear.
I mean,
she's
good. You've missed this, Mike, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm just typical of Ronnie, but I don't think Denise would cover it too well, Glenn.
No, I tell you what, I met Jeff Horn last night, and I told him, I said, mate, I've had a bit of a boxing career. He said, oh, yeah. I said, over 30 years, I'm still yet to register a win, but you've never met my wife.
You've tried to lay one, but you haven't, but you've never been able to. Anyway, we'll tweet that photo out. People are already on the Twitter sphere saying, I simply cannot believe that Ron has given Cheryl a ladder. The
Is it one of those expandable ones, though, Ronnie? You know, they get to about 8-10 feet?
It was light. It's light, so she can carry it up.
Beautiful.
The other thing I wanted to mention today, before we get cracking here, and time is on the move, but when you're heading out there, it is Mark Hughes Foundation Beanie for Brain Cancer Day today, and they've got the beanies, guys. They're going to be sold out there, money to be raised for the foundation, but they'll obviously help going forward in helping to improve. What's the word I'm looking for? Trying to find reasons that we get brain cancer and cancer overall. So if you're at Rose Hill today, you can support it by buying a beanie. Beanie for Brain Cancer, supporting the Mark Hughes Foundation. And we hope that plenty of people, Ron, are walking around in beanies today.
Yeah, look, it's a great promotion, and it's a worthy cause. I've got my one. I've bought it online, and I think I urge everyone, even if you don't go to the races and get one today, get online to the Mark Hughes Foundation, $20, you know, like, if everyone gets behind it, and I think it's been really well received by everyone, and it's great to see not just rugby league, that the racing industry are, you know, just promoting it a little bit themselves, because obviously Kenny Callender's son and is doing it tough at the moment as well with that brain cancer.
So you can go, you can Google it, the Mark Hughes Foundation, and you can buy a beanie through there as well. All right, let's get cracking, guys. We're only, 3 hours and 13 minutes from the first race, Glenn?
Yeah, the Johnny Miller Hall of Fame. Of course, the race is named after Hall of Fame inductees today at Rose Hill. This is a two-year-old. We start with Viridine here as a $2.60 chance. Ipso Facto at $6.50. Add Some at $5.50. Alec at $34. Connoisseur at $8.50. Silence at $8.50. Pendeluck at $6.50. Allied Power came out this morning, 10 cents a win and nothing the place. And Charlie Chap is a $9 chance. Only interest in two runners at this stage, that is Viridine and the first starter in Add Some.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, I think Connoisseur can roll forward here and cover the favourite. It should drop it in the box seat, Viridine. And the other one that I had going forward, Ronnie, was from a wider draw, was Silence. And the others will sort of posse up, Ipso Facto, posse up behind them. But Connoisseur I've got as the leader.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like Mark did say, he probably would prefer to probably go up and sit outside Connoisseur with Ipso Facto. Okay. So maybe trying to just hold that favourite into some sort of a pocket there through the rail. Look, he's short enough. I reckon he's a really nice type. Don't get me wrong, I like him a lot, Viridine. I think he's a really nice horse. He got the job done at his debut, and I think there's more upside to come. It was a bit of a nothing race, though, wasn't it? It was a bunch finish. It was a slowly run race, so we didn't really learn a lot there. But I just think, even just listening to Darren, he thinks there's upside with the horse. There's a bit of a glow and a month to get off and camp that he might be pretty smart, and I'll gamble on that. Whether I want to take $2.60, I'm not sure. I'm really interested in Adsum, number three. I love what I saw in his only trial. I know it was only steady time, and but sometimes you got to trust your eye, and this horse looked pretty smart. I think he's going to be a yard, and if they come for him on track, he could well be the one here. Two Ipso Facto was just as good a run as Viridine last time, and I think 1200 is going to really suit this horse. And best of the rest. Look out, Charlie Chap doesn't do something. He's improving all the time. He's hard fit, and he certainly won't be far away here. 1, 3, 2, and 9.
Yeah, I've got the same Quinella. I think he's going to be hard to beat. The favourite was narrow, but I thought it was a pretty good win on debut there 2 weeks ago here at Rose Hill. He gets the extra 100 metres, which I think will be a bonus. There's no big weight turnaround with the third horse there. He actually meets it marginally better. And looking to see if he's got any wet track form at all. He's had two barrier trials on soft tracks and trial quite well on both of those. So you've got to assume that he's going to get through the ground. 3 is the danger, Add Some. Lovely trial. Looks to be a nice horse. Was a little bit tardy away in that trial, but sort of just strode into its rhythm and looked to be full of running. Looks a really nice horse. Sebrings, about 43% of the Sebrings have gone quite well on the wet, so we'll take it on there. Exactly right. Seven for third. This horse, Pendaluck. Look, it's only had 2,000 metre runs at Kembla, both on the soft, but I thought it did quite well on them. Got no weight here with the claim. 5 week break, it's a slight query, but keep an eye on it. And ipso facto, we've always had a bit of an opinion of this one. I think getting back to the 1200, back to the extra distance of the 1200 is probably going to be a bonus. Might even be looking for a little further, but it certainly, as Ronnie said, it was just as good a run sitting three wide in that race a fortnight ago on 1.37 and 2.
Tony Brazel had four trial fancies this morning, and Add Some was the first of those. Race one, number three. Race two, Glenn, it's the George Moore Hall of Fame over the 1400.
Yeah, and we start with Quick Feet at $8.50, Gretna at $3.60, White Moss at $4.40, Summer Doubt at $10, Fleeting Strike at $26, Miss Ballantyne with the blinkers on today at $11, and Passage of Time is a $2.60 favourite. Most popular runner here is Gretna, albeit 3 out to 360. They put it back up 340 this morning and already have turned it to 360, and that was after laying it at $3.40, so they mustn't be keen on it. It's got three times the amount of money on it than what Passage of Time has, and it's been 460 into 260 after going up 270 first thing this morning.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, well, Gretna and White Moss, they've both got plenty of tail. Well, White Moss is actually the fastest horse, but whether Tommy's going to give barrier one up and let it be covered or not, I'm not really sure. But they're definitely the two that will sort the lead out. Summer Doubt and Fleeting Strike are the other two that will come across, and Posse up just behind them. So it's up for discussion there, Ron, whether it's White Moss or Gretna. Which one did you think?
I really think it might be Gretna. I think she's shown that she doesn't settle behind horses. And I just think the way she bowed out in that trial the other day, it could well be her, but that's one or the other, put it that way.
Yep.
I left that meeting on May 6th at Rose Hill thinking that this is the horse I want to follow, Summer Doubt. He paraded big. I thought he ran well. He stuck on nicely. He would have taken enormous benefit out of the run. I would have preferred a drier track for him, but I just can't let him go at $10 here. I think he's the best value in the race, and I'll have a little gamble on him. I think the danger's obviously Passage of Time. He's a lightly raced improver. Just back in distance was a little against him last time, and everyone, I want to tell you that he meets White Moss from that Wyong race, the 6.5 kilos better for a small margin. So, look, that's a significant weight pull, I must say, and he does look a nice enough horse, so he's the danger. Two Gretna, no knock. A month and a trial since going down narrowly there at Randwick on that wet track. I thought she was pretty brave there, where she sort of went for home a bit early, but she is a little hard to catch, and best of the rest is definitely Quick Feet. She, on a dry track, she'd be right up there. She was wide all the way, and she's ready now, third up, to really peak with this claim for young Haywood. 4, 7, 2, and 1.
Yeah, look, I'm with Gretna. She may be a little hard to catch earlier in a campaign, but I thought her last two runs at Warwick Farm and Randwick, both over this distance, were good. She was successful at the farm, and Ronnie made the point there that Tommy just may have gone for home a little bit too soon there at Randwick. She was exposed late and was just grabbed narrowly. She had a month and a lovely barrier trial at Rose Hill since. She gets run of the race stuff and given a right ride, and I think she's, you know, better with giving the ground. There's no doubt about that. She had three dry track runs for one minor placing, and her wet track form is much better. I think given the right ride, she'll be hard to beat. A seven Passage of Time, lightly raced, won on debut at Kembla on a soft track, then did some work up on a speed last run in a 1200 metre race here, went back in trip. That was behind new Universe, so, you know, the run of the race stuff suited the back markers there, so this horse had plenty of work to do. I think getting back out to 1400 here should travel a little better and be right in the mix. Three White Moss, no knock at all. We've just discussed there the big weight turnaround with it and Passage of Time of 6.5 kilos, so that can't be underestimated. And I do think White Moss is slightly better on top of the ground, but certainly racing really well. And for fourth, I'll throw in number four, Summer Doubt. Did quite well in a stronger race first up here, and as Ronnie said, was underdone, so open to a lot more improvement. and that's evident in its last preparation where it improved nicely in one third and fourth up. So you'd think there's going to be plenty of scope to improve today. I'm 2, 7, 3, and 4.
That was another of Tony's trial fancies, Gretna, race 2, number 2, following in Mike Fraser there as well. Race 3 on this 9-race card at Rose Hill is the St. Lee Hall of Fame. Of course, last night inducted into the Australian Racing Hall of Fame, Glenn. Big function down in Melbourne.
Yes, and in this third race here, we start with New Universe, a $2.30 favourite. We've got Good Time Charlie at $7.50, Memes at $5.50, Diplomacia at $12. Another Slipper with the blinkers off at $23, Once More a Lady at $10, Kawakini is a $5 chance, and Vienna Romance at $19. Not a massive betting race at this stage, but it's all, and I mean all, there's not a bean for another runner here. New Universe did go up $2.80. Was into 230 last night, opened 230 this morning. It sits there at the same price. As I said, not a bean for another runner.
Yeah, well, there's speed in the race. There's only two that are going to sort the lead out, Memes and Diplomacia. Then there's a bit of a gap to the others there, another Slipper and maybe Vienna Romance. They should posse up behind those two. I think Memes will probably hold the other one out. Chris hinted that they may be a little closer on New Universe. In this smallish field, maybe, you know, three pairs back, but I think it's pretty guaranteed that 3 and 4 will sort the lead, Ron.
Yeah, I agree with all that. Look, it's funny, I thought it would go the other way. I thought they'd open him up short, the tab, and then he'd get out. I thought, you know, there's obviously, he's got a few hurdles to jump today, Universe, but they showed their intent putting him up 280 here. Obviously, the speculators have gone in there. I still think they're going to twist their arm with him, some people today. I think, in saying that, I think they're going to pay the price. But, look, I thought he looked really good. Obviously, he looked good at his only Aussie start, but they flew along there, and he just chimed in like they were nailed to the ground. He's back to 1,100. He's up in weight. First try on the wet. You know, just little things. Sometimes these 1,100s at Rose Hill can turn into real on-pace races, more so than the 1,200s. So just few little run-of-the-race things that has to click with him. I think he can come through, though. One on top. Good Time Charlie. He's going great. Doesn't want any too much more rain. Memes will be very hard to catch. She obviously looks much stronger this preparation. And if left alone, she'll really kick. And best of the rest is Kawakini, who also comes out of that New Universe race, but also is back in distance and had a pretty long campaign now. 1, 2, 3, 7.
Yeah, when I did the form for this race, I was trying to work out how this track was going to play, and we got a 3-metre rail. They raced here a fortnight ago, and the runners on the inside did quite well. New Universe was one of the exceptions to the rule where it came down the centre of the track and overpowered them. I'm thinking today that this meeting may be a little bit on-pace advantage and off-the-rail advantage. So if that is the case, I thought that this horse, Diplomacia, had a really good chance here. It's had the three runs as prep in stronger races against the older horses, all at Gosford up to 1,100 metres. Comes back to its own age today, handles the give in the ground. It drops 8 kilos with the claim. And I think it's going to be in the gun spot, just tagging Memes on the map here. And it's fourth up here, and its peak performance last prep was fourth up when it was successful. Now, there's a few positives there, and I just think that if it's in the right spot, it could be off and gone before this favourite gets wound up coming back in distance. It may be hard to catch. I've got it on top. Got a lot of respect for the favourite. You had to really like what you saw. As I said, power down the centre of the track last start. Went great sectionals. Obviously a horse with plenty of ability. But, you know, just those couple of tiny negatives we've got to overcome. But certainly respected. 3 for 3rd, Memes. Won impressively both runs his preparation for Jason Coyle. Really has run through the line up on the speed in both wins. Ran good time at Horseshoe the other day. Seems to be a different horse, this preparation. Really is going quite well. A lot of respect for it also. And number 7 for 4th. Sound work in 4 of its 6 runs his prep. Its latest was a good second behind the favourite at Rose Hill, where it also ran on. But it's another horse that's coming back to 1,100. And it does get through the ground okay. I think it's an interesting race. I'm going to stick with the 4 as a bit of value to beat 1, 3, and 7.
Darren Flindell, of course, calling all the action out at Rose Hill. In that third race, he does like New Universe, the one, to beat 7, 2, and 3. 1, 7, 2, and 3. In race two, Darren likes 7 Passage of Time to beat 3, 2, and 6. 7, 3, 2, 6. And in the first, it's 1 to beat 2, 3, and 5. 1, 2, 3, and 5. Bringing you up to date with Darren Flindell's tips there. Back in a moment to look at the Tab Highway for today.
You need more cash flow for your business, but the bank says no.
You want to use it to attract new customers, but the banks still say no.
You've got a great track record and a strong credit score, but they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not a mountain of paperwork, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
Will this be a Todman Boyle of a Kiss and Make Up? For Gay and Singer leads all the way.
Kiss and Make Up, an incredibly exciting prospect that has confirmation, performance and pedigree. Kiss and Make Up, eligible for the Aquis $200,000 breeder bonus scheme and the Aquis cutest matchup scheme. The best value first season sire, Kiss and Make Up, standing for $16,500 including GST at Aquis Farms, Emirates Park. Speak to the sales team today or visit aquisfarm.com.
Bet you'll love waiting for a delayed train, half time at the footy, or even sitting in a dentist's waiting room. Because with the Tab app, you can enjoy live racing on your phone anytime, anywhere. What's more, you can even watch races while you scroll out great odds and bet. Plus, with race replays on demand, you can study the favourites or relive a classic race. Enjoy live racing today. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Race replays excludes Victoria Thoroughbreds. Gamble responsibly.
Z&Z Jewellers has been a Hurstville institution for over a quarter of a century. And for over 20 years, they've been the source of the NRL's official watches, rings, pendants and cufflinks. So if you want the official watch of your NRL team or engagement and wedding rings, corporate gifts, all types of remodelling and repairs, Z&Z's your place. See Z&Z at Westfield Hurstville or visit znz.com.au.
Proud sponsors of the St George Junior Referees.
Monday morning at 9, Hunter's Postmortem, Sky Sports Radio.
It is Racing HQ Saturday. We're on Sky Racing 1, Sky Thoroughbred Central and, of course, Sky Sports Radio. Ron Duffesy, Mike Fraser and Glenn Munsey. And, Glenn, we're up to race 4, the Tab Highway, and it begins today's Big 6.
That's correct, Andrew, and I think a projected pool of around about 120,000, I think, that's for the Big 6 today. So you kick off in the Tab Highway. It's a Class 3 today's Tab Highway. Over 1,500 metres, and we start with Puzzling Wonder as a $12 chance. Red Knot at $7.50. Dalmatia Prince at $12. Schedule is a $4.40 chance. Attainment at $16. Diefield at $21. Forever New York is out. Came out this morning, 4 cents a win and 5 cents a place. I Want to Be a Jeep. I don't, but it was $12. Art Attack at $26. Hey Now, the favourite at $3.60. Star Bid, $126. Oh Lordy at $9.50. We've got Rosito at $11. And Bolshoi Devushka is a $61 chance. Most popular runner here is Schedule. It's been 5 into 4.40. Second pick is the favourite Hey Now, who actually went up $5 equal with Schedule. So both the favourites have trimmed up here. And third pick a fair way away is Rosito.
Yeah, I didn't find a great deal of pressure here. I've got Puzzling Wonder and Red Knot, probably Red Knot taking up the running from Puzzling Wonder. I think Hey Now will get a really good run just in behind them. And I Want to Be a Jeep that was the other one I had going forward, Ronnie. Apart from those, I sort of had the race in two halves with those four and the rest sort of... in the second division of the race. Did you have any more go-forward runners?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Although Dalmatia Prince, who had been a back marker, was very forward in a fast guineas the other day at Scone, and when he won at Dubbo, he was up on top of the speed as well with a big weight. So maybe his pattern's turned around as probably gets to the 1,500. So just a little question mark. He could be the other one as part of the speed battle here. I'm keen on Schedule here. He owned that race. Last start at Randwick, he got caught white, but he just travelled and balanced and put paid to them quickly. He looks a lightly raced horse on the up. I thought 1500 is ideal for him. His runs of space is okay because he's proven that way. He's got a lovely pedigree to sort of train into this sort of distance range, and I think he's the close to, well, I think he's the better of the day. The only danger's the favourite, Hey Now. She has looked dominant, winning those class twos at Canberra and Wagga, and she does map well here. Of the others, Dalmatia Prince, look, this is a lot easier than the Guineas last week, and I'm happy to give him another chance. And best of the rest is Dyfield, only because he has form around the schedule, although beaten pointlessly. He did come out and back it up with a win after that, so he'll hit the line okay. I'm 4-10, then 3-6.
Yeah, look, I'm with you in relation to the only two chances, but I'll go on with Hay Now, just for a couple of reasons. Won well both runs his prep, the most recent at Wagga over 1400. They were both in class two. Handles the ground. I think the fact that this one gets the on-pace favours. Mm. I think Schedule's race was a stronger race, but Hay Now dropped 3 kilos, dropped 3.5 kilos. We've sorted that out with the claim, as opposed to Schedule, who actually goes up to the 3 kilos. So just a slight concern there. But I think with run of the race stuff favouring Hay Now, I'm just going to lean towards it. Over Schedule, absolutely no knock on it. They're both chasing a hat-trick of wins, and both horses have had the form franked out of their two wins, so they both get ticks there. I just think Schedule could be buried away a little bit with a few of the runners drawn outside it, have similar gate speed, and just may have to do a little bit of work to get into the clear, and this other runner just could be off and gone. You know, that's just my theory on it. 10 to beat 4, 2 red not for third. It's been ticking along quite nicely. A couple of 1,600-metre wins early in its campaign. I thought it had excuses at Canterbury. Well, I think the 1,900 was a bit beyond it and was in the worst ground at Newcastle last start. And for fourth, number 6, Dyfield, as Ronnie said, has won since running that second to Schedule at Randwick. So the form has been franked a little there. 10-4-2-6. More run of the race stuff for me.
Darren Flindell likes Schedule number 4 for Matt Griffith to be 2-1-9. 4-2-1-9 for Darren in race 4. As we've mentioned, it's the first leg of that projected Big Six pool, around 120,000. To race 5, Glenn, it's over the 1,100.
Yes, and I'm getting an automatic feed in front of me here, Andrew, and have you posted that photo now?
Yes, I have. I've put it up, but we are going to show it on our TV coverage shortly. They're just getting it prepared. But the ladder tweet has gone up, and already 5 retweets in 30 seconds. It's just going off.
You're going to cause me grief.
Sorry, Ron?
You're going to cause me grief. I'm glad I'm in Brisbane.
Well, yeah, but you're going to come home tonight, and you'll be in big strife when you walk through that door.
She was happy with it.
But incredible stuff. All right, that market for race 5, Glenn.
Yes, I'm still recovering. The Lloyd Williams Hall of Fame here, the benchmark 72 over 1,100. Secret Trail is a $6.50 chance. Loverboy Charlie, won't be Loverboy Ronnie, I know that, at $9. Old Man Sam at $10. LMNOP with the winkers back on today at $9.50. LA Chevelle at $11. Alpen Rose at $12. Dissolute with a lugging bit on is a $7.50 chance. Magna Joy at $14. Rose of Man at $15. Clear the Beach at 10, Manor at 18, Caesar Augustus at 41, Pepperberry at 7, and Timing came out this morning, 3 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Probably the quietest betting race of the day so far. Best supported runner, and it's not huge here, is LA Chevelle in front of Secret Trail.
Yeah, speed in the race. I've got Old Man Sam holding its spot from Barrier 1. Manor won't be too far away. The other runners I had kicking up were LA Chevelle and Magna Joy, not too far away. And maybe some of these wide runners here, we've got LMNOP, Clear the Beach first up. It can hold some sort of a spot from a good draw, and maybe Alpen Rose. But I thought Old Man and Manor were the two designated leaders, with a bit of a bunch up behind them.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree. It's now that the bottom one's out, it's just taken that outside pressure out of the race, but still there's enough speed here. I find this race absolutely impossible. I've got a huge watch on Clear the Beach here. He's a lightly raced 4-year-old. He's only had 4 starts. I've always sort of liked him. I had something on him first up last prep behind Nieta, and I thought that was on a soft 7, and he run well. So maybe there was an issue after that run because he went out and he had only having had one run last prep. He's had 210 days off. Just a soft trial on that inside track at Newcastle, which is hard to read. If he walks into the yard looking fit and he's quite solid in the market, I'm happy to have a little speck on him. So maybe just keep an eye on the yard report there from Rosehill Gardens, from Lizzie or so, and if you get any positive push, go with him. I think one's the danger, Secret Trail. She's had an easy trial. She won fresh last preparation. She gets the claim and looks well graded. She'll hit the line hard. I think the key to LMNOP is soft track. All his form on soft is much better than hard track, so I'm anticipating a much improved run from him. Likewise with Pepperbury. She also won first up last preparation, and I thought she sets up well in a fast race here to be ambushing late. A little bit on suspicion here, 10, 1, 4 and 13.
Yeah, it certainly is a tough little race. I've gone for one that you haven't even mentioned there, Old Man Sam, Mick Tubman's horse. This horse has had the four runs as prep, was good at Kembla at a price first up. Didn't run 1400 second up, didn't have much room at Canterbury at its next start. I thought in the Wagga Town Plate the other day was quite a good run from a wide draw, did plenty of work to get across, was still in front of the 200, was still running second with 100 to go, got swamped late, but as I said, had done plenty of work in a race that's much easier, much tougher than this. And I just think from barrier one, if McDougal can get some sort of a control of the race or get some sort of a soft run in behind, it just may have something to offer. His soft track form's quite okay. And I just think in a tough race, I'm going to lean towards it to beat Loverboy Charlie, another one that's had two runs from a 58-day break, both over 1,000, both on soft tracks, and has gone quite well in both. Has to tick the 1,100-metre box, that's the problem here, but is going quite well. 10 for third, clear the beach. It's quite funny you should say that, Ronnie. I did the same thing as you. I was honoured at Randwick first up last preparation on the back of that good Wyong trial. Always had a bit of an opinion of this horse, so I'm glad to see that you like it too. And Secret Trail also, first up here, did win fresh last prep. Lovely cold trial. I really like the trial, and I think it's ready to race well. And it was good to hear Pete Snowden say that he thought the horse was well in this race. Tough race, but I'm 3, 2, 10 and 1.
Darren Flindell likes LMNOP, the 4, to beat 5, 7 and 10. 4, 5, 7 and 10 for Darren in race 5. Now here's your chance of a lifetime, your opportunity to be trackside at either Royal Ascot or to be more adventurous, South Africa for the running of the Durban July. Some last minute tickets have become available right now and they certainly won't last. You can go no better than Ambassador Travel. There's details. They look after you for flights, transfers, accommodation tours and the VIP tickets to the track, of course. Celebrate Royal Ascot, maybe standing beside the Queen. Or you can choose South Africa and roam around the wild on safari at the Kruger National Park. Come on, don't miss out. Call Ambassador Travel now, 1-800-777-989 or visit ambassadortravel.com.au. Now we're up to race 6. We had the 5th, the Lloyd Williams, and this is the J.B. Cummings Hall of Fame.
Yep, and in this we start with Montauk as a $7 chance. Floodlight at 12, Be Like Dad at 11, Broadside with the synthetic hoof filler at $6, Mortar Platoon at $7.50, Nothing Box at $5.50, and that price makes it equal favourite. My Psychiatrist with the earmuffs on, and good morning to them, at $7.50. Careless Choice, $5.50, equal favourite. Get on the Grange at 61, More Energy at 26, Diamond Made for Brucey Cross at $34, Red to Bowie is a $15 chance, and Last Try Wins is a scratching no deduction there. Most popular runner with our customers at this stage is Broadside. Roughly a third of the investment on the race is on Broadside here. We gave as much as $9. It did go back up 7 this morning. Second pick is Diamond Made, actually. It's 35 into 23, back to 34. It's got $6 more on it than what My Psychiatrist has, who's 9 into 7, back to 7.50. And fourth pick is Be Like Dad, has been 13 out to 14, back into 11.
Mike, how do you see the pace here in race number 6?
I've got Be Like Dad jumping well from the inside and more than likely taking up the running. It likes to roll along. Broadside won't be too far away. The other runner I had coming across was from a wide draw was My Psychiatrist, and then just posing up behind those horses like Get on the Grange and Nothing Box. If they give it a dig in the ribs, it likes to be in the first four or five. But I think Be Like Dad should roll along in front, Ron.
Yeah, though I'm sure they'll be on aggressive on Broadside now that it's up to 2,000 metres. But, yeah, it looks like they look the two that will roll forward. And the other two you mentioned look part of the speed battle as well. Look, I don't mind Mortar Platoon here. He's up in distance, and he was very good last start, I thought. That form is a little bit of a question mark on it with Great Glen at Scone, but I think he had an issue there reading the stewards' report, so I'll be a little bit forgiving as far as that form line is concerned, because I thought on the day that wasn't a bad race because they put a margin in the rest of them there. I think he could be on the up, you know, around the 2,000-metre mark, this horse. He, like I said, he was 15 to 2,100 last time. I think that'll toughen him up for a race like this. I'll lean his way. I think My Psychiatrist, at a peak, fourth up, one for one at the track and distance for her, and the earmuffs obviously coming off. Montauk, that Wagga Cup form looks okay for this. The Rose Hill form is some concern, but he does seem to be really tough and going well. And best of the rest is the three-year-old Careless Choice. I'm surprised he was come up so short. Up sharply in distance here, but look, there's no real holes in his form. He looks quite a nice horse. 5, 7, 1, and 8.
Yeah, so I think this is one of those races you could run a couple of times and come up with different winners, but I've gone with one of the Waller horses here in Nothing Box. The horse is in good form. He's had the six runs his prep, produced three good wins. His last two starts at Canterbury over 1,900. He was second to Red to Bowie, and then in a fast run race last start, he did have a beautiful run with Bowman on board. He came out, he looked like he was going to win by further, but he knuckled down strongly and got the job done. He gets through the ground okay. If Ty gets him into the first three or four, I think he's a little bit one pace, so he's has to get on his bike a bit, but I give him a chance in, as I say, what is a pretty open race. To beat number four, Broadside, fitter now with the two runs back, was good at Hawkesbury up on the speed last start, he's had a nice cold barrier trial since. He gets through the soft ground, and he did improve quite noticeably third up last prep, where he was successful at Randwick over 2,000. And he's, as I say, he's going to get on pace favours here. 6 to beat 4, 7 My Psychiatrist. He's fitter for three runs back. He wasn't too bad in the Wagga Cup last start. He's a winner at this track and distance, fourth up last prep. He handles the ground, and as I said, he's another of the go-forward types for me. And for fourth, I'll throw in number 12, Red to Bowie, who did have a victory over Nothing Box two starts back. A bit of a surprise. His rating went through the roof, and I just think he may have been a bit flat when third to Nothing Box last start. So if he can turn that around, he's in the mix also. Look, it's a very open race. No knock on your selection, Ronnie, but I just went the other way here. I'm 6, 4, 7 and 12.
Darren Flindell likes Paul Massara's runner here, Careless Choice, the 8 to beat 7, 3 and 4. 8, 7, 3 and 4 for Darren in race 6. Time is on the wing, but I tell you something. Here it comes for our TV audience. This is the ladder that, unbelievably, Ron has given his wife, Cheryl, for her birthday this morning. Now, Ron, it would be fair to say that social media has gone bang. Ron, there's not many that I can say, to be honest, but many people just simply cannot believe that you've bought Cheryl a ladder. But there it is. I mean, it doesn't even extend.
That stool behind it, was that the previous ladder?
Yes, just get on her toes there, and sort of, I was getting a bit worried about her falling over. So she does all the handiwork. I won't go anywhere near that electricity and changing light globes and spanners and.
Oh, I thought you still had candles.
Geez, leave me out of all that.
Anyway, it'd be fair to say that on a Saturday morning, social media is letting you know, Ron, all about the ladder. We'll take a break.
Yeah, thanks
and then
very
we'll
much for that.
Yeah, and in the spirit of Snowtown, you could finish in that oak barrel.
And I will say that I did have permission from the person who sent the photo to me.
You can
I have permission.
I have paved in my whole backyard there because I don't like mowing the lawn. So I'm
there's no lawn. Anywhere it duffs, there's no lawn. Back in a moment to look at the last three.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $120,000 projected Big Six pool at Rose Hill Gardens today and a $40,000 projected First Four pool on the New South Wales Trotters Oaks at Tabcorp Park, Menangle tonight. And now you can prepare for the punt. Want Watch racing live and relive the action with Tab on your mobile. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
May is 5% extra discount month at astivita.com.au. That's a further 5% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off on wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations with free delivery to most areas. This May, use the code RADIO for your extra 5% discount at astivita.com.au.
Breed your mare to proven Group 1 producer Dewport, sire of Australian Guineas winner Hey Doc and recent Sydney winners Heavenly Anna and Slow Burn. Dewport's yearlings averaged $78,000 in 2017. All-inclusive breeding packages in Dewport, including adjustment, vet and GST for $10,000. Contact Angus Lamont at Kooringal on 0429 842 875.
Your business needs a cash injection to grow, but the banks say no.
You need it nice and simple, and they still say no.
You don't want to hand over the deed to your house, so they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not a mountain of paperwork, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loans subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
Monday morning at 9, Hunter's Postmortem, Sky Sports Radio.
It is Racing HQ on this Saturday. Ron Duffy, Mike Fraser. We're down to the last 3 races. The Winx Hall of Fame Race 7. Glenn Munsey from the Tab's got the market.
Yeah, Moher here, back at his favourite track at his favourite distance, is a $6 chance. And that would actually make it favourite, I think you'll find. $6 the field. Foreign Prince at 61. We've got Ruling Dynasty at 26. Allegria with the blinkers off at $19. Iggy Pop with a nose roll on, but the winkers off. At $61. Kellyville Flyer at 12. Very Delicious at 11. Falkenberg at 14. Careless at $7.50. Invincible at 11. Leopari at 7. Believe at 12. So Willie at $8.50. In Costa Line at 11. Timeless Prince is a $26 chance. And Take Wing at $51. Now, this is a much, much better betting race and one of the better betting races on the day. There's money for a good 6 or 7 runners here. At this stage, the most popular runner is So Willie in front of Berry Delicious. Third pick would be Believe. Just behind it, Kellyville Flyer. And then back to the top in Moher.
Yeah, we've got a full field here, but don't have a great number of go-forward horses. We've got Foreign Prince and Moher. They'll definitely press forward with Careless, and Careless is more than likely going to drop into the box seat. And then I've got a bit of a gap to the rest. I think Believe will get to some sort of a spot by Trickery, because there's not much other pressure. And then the other ones I'm sort of interested in are drawn wide. Kellyville Flyer, Invincible, and maybe So Willie. They have, you know, have shown pace in previous races. But away from those other three I mentioned, Ron, there's not a great deal of pressure for a full field.
Agree. I where you said your map there, Believe just finds itself in a position here. I agree. They've put the blinkers on it today and a tongue tie. I've been having a close eye on this mare since she resumed at Randwick, and she just looked really healthy, and 1,200 was too short for on a heavy 10 first up. Then really nice improvement there the other day, second up over 1,350. Now that she gets to a track and distance that she's performed on, she's had 2 starts for a win and a third. She's an Oaks place getter. She's third up. Maxwell, I thought she was value in this race, and she's still got a little bit more to come. I think the danger is Berry Delicious. Both these horses went up $21 in some places Wednesday. I thought they were both terrific value. That's my play here. I'm backing Believe and Berry Delicious. Look, I know Berry Delicious had a long run of out, but she has won at this track and distance. The second up form was good, and her first up run was a beauty. I just thought there was more rain coming, and that would have been even more to her advantage. So just a query, I don't know what's happening with the weather there now, but look, just the jar out's okay. I'm 12 from 7. I concede Mauron as a backup. Getting the lead here is going to give a good kick, and I'm really wary of Falkenberg chiming in late at 1500 first up here. Good race, 12.718.
And just on the weather, they've had 2.5 millimetres since 5:30. Mm-hmm. It looks to be clearing right now, so that's a good sign. So in total, overnight and up until 8 o'clock, 7.5 millimetres of rain has fallen, Mike.
Yeah, look, we're getting into these last four races, the biggish fields here, so it's going to be interesting to see whether the track does cut up a little bit or whether any pattern does develop. Well, look, I've gone with So Willie here. I think the horse has come back in terrific form. He's won 2 from 2 this prep. He's been at a big price at both, so I think he's open to more improvement. I just think if Tommy can get him out from that barrier and get into the first 4 or 5, where a race where the tempo doesn't look to have a whole heap of tempo, I think he can continue on his winning way. To beat Leopari, number 11, was very, very good the other day off a 45-day break at Hawkesbury, where he ran on really well over 1,300. Gets back to a trip that suits, given the ground that suits, and it should be noted he was really going super, super well before this little freshen up, so no reason to see why he won't improve here. For third, I've thrown in number 4, Allegria. doesn't win often. Last win was 16 starts back, but has had a 7-week break in a trial since coming back in distance from 2,600 to 1,500 here. Should be running on strongly at the finish. And for fourth, number 6, Kelly Bull Flyer. Another one that won well at Randwick on that really heavy track 2 starts back. Was a big price the other day in the Luskin Star, in the Hawkesbury Cup at Group 3 level, and Ken has a pattern to bounce back, so it's in the mix for the miners. Look, it's a very tough race. I've left a couple of your numbers out there, Ronnie, and I can see they've got chances, but I'm 13, 11, 4 and 6.
Darren Flindell goes a horse that neither of you have mentioned, Careless for Mark Newnham, 9 on top to beat 1, 7 and 10. We're about 8 or 9 minutes to 9, guys. We're looking at race 8, the TJ Smith Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Lucky Liberty out. Came out on Thursday, 9 cents a win and 10 cents a place. Mogador back as a gelding today, a $9 chance. Paint at 12. Reincarnate with the synthetic hoof filler off, and it is an $8 chance. Noble Joey is at 12. Frill Seeking at 19. Guard of Honour with the winkers on, but the blinkers taken off at $7. Regine's at 41. Butter Boom at 26. Girl Sunday, 19. Wild and Famous, 19. Bonnie O'Reilly, favourite at $3.10. Dream Lane with the blinkers on today at 23. Star Wars at $51. We've got Brigadoon Rise at 34. Balmain Boy at 26. And Final Decision, still haven't got a rider for it, at $41. Most popular runner here is Bonnie O'Reilly. Was 360 into 3. They put it back up 320 this morning. It's into 310 after that. And it has roughly 5 times the amount of money on it this stage than what Wild and Famous does, who's second pick in from 26, and third pick would be Paint.
Yeah, speed in the race. Well, I think Noble Joey will press forward from that wide draw and could go across and take up the running. Reincarnate will hold a spot from barrier one. I think Bonnie O'Reilly's going to get a just press forward, maybe sit out Reincarnate, outside Reincarnate, I should say. Then you've got runners like Regine's, Butterboom and Girl Sunday, and maybe Paint from a wide draw, trying to posse up behind them, but they're the three I had going forward.
Yeah, look, I think she's the go-to horse here, Bonnie O'Reilly. She's drawn well, she's genuine, her record speaks for itself. She's a Bonnie mare. Look, she's set to give her all again here today. Look, she was this price in a much weaker race last time, a benchmark 78 that was that day, so she's got more work to do here, but just with that will to win, like I said, she's the go-to horse here. I have her on top. I think Mogador is the big query now with that gelding, and his trails have been quite solid. I think Reincarnate, another Beedman horse here, just sucks up from barrier one here and gets the right run if the fence is okay. And Paint, he'll just chip away, always around the mark, never runs a bad race. I'm marking them 12, 2, 4 and 3.
Yeah, another good little race. Plenty of chances here. I've gone with one you haven't mentioned, Frill Seeking. I was quite taken by its first up effort here in a similar grade to this at Rose Hill a fortnight ago, where it stormed down the outside of the track late. Gets the claim again today, handles the give in the ground. I think from a slightly better draw, it can map a bit closer, and I think it's going to run some sort of a race. To beat number 12, Bonnie O'Reilly, absolutely no knock at all. Got the job done first up in that 1,100-metre race here in the benchmark 78. Jumps to a benchmark 85, but is very good. Two runs second up have been quite good. Maps really well, and its only soft run was on a dead track where it was successful and won quite impressively. For third, I've thrown in number 2, Mogador, which has been well documented. It's been gelded. Horse has never been really genuine, but it's only won 2 from 12. It should be noted that the two wins that it has had were both first up. So, you know, it's certainly got to get a little tick for that. And for fourth, I've thrown in number 13, Dream Lane, down the bottom. Strong to the line, 2 starts back at Hawkesbury. Blew the start, was a 25-1 chance at Scone last Saturday. It didn't really compete, but it's on the back up here. The blinkers have been thrown on, and it is okay in the wet. I'm 6, 12, 2 and 13.
12, the fancy for Darren Flindell, Bonnie O'Reilly, to beat 6, 7 and 2. 12, 6, 7 and 2 for Darren in race 8. The last, the light fingers down the bottom, Shelley's Girl is Brock Ryan, and the 19, Countess Marinoff, is Rachel Hunt.
Yep, and well, Hermosa Beach is out the toppy because it's running here in Brisbane, but no deduction. Inner Wink at 26, Maram at $7.50, Rustic Melody 26, Anisha with the blinkers on at 10, Cottage at $9.50, Knit and Pearl $9.50, Wang Wah $9.50, Dagny $4.80 and Favourite, Labdian at 18, Leamy Astray out this morning, 4 cents a win and 5 cents a place, Romney's Choice 17, Firebird Flyer with the winkers on and the blinkers taken off at 23, Tennessee Huzzy out no deduction, Chloe's Comet is a $19 chance, Stiletto Vixen with the pacifiers on and the blinkers off at $12, Seeking Asylum out no deduction, Shelley's Girl 31 and Countess Marinov a $14 chance. Not the biggest betting race of the day. Two they're interested in here, Dagny being one of them, and the other, Anisha.
Yeah, speed in the race. The ones drawn on the inside that I've got going forward are Dagny and Cottage, and then the three out wide we've got coming across. We've got, where is it? Chloe's Comet, I think it'll press across and maybe cover horses like Stiletto Vixen and Countess Marinoff. They're also drawn wide. But when the dust settles, I've got Chloe's Comet leading, with Dagny and Cottage getting a beautiful run in behind and the other two trying to find some sort of a spot just behind them.
Another very, very deep race in any number of ways you could go. It probably comes down to really pattern of the day and trying to read if there's any edge as far as that's concerned for this race. So I'm left with Anisha here. When they went up 17, she's probably into closer to a mark now. I thought with the blinkers back on and that last run was quite an eye-catching performance at Randwick there. She's fairly genuine, although she doesn't win often these days. But, well, that's wrong because she's won 3 races this prep, really. So, look, I'll go with her. Hopefully the swoopers are coming into play and she'll get home hard. I think the danger's Knit and Pearl, who just doesn't... lacks a bit of race sense. It gets back and then hits flat spots in her races and then hits the line. If she puts it together and can race a bit handier from this draw, she's not out of this race. 3 Maram, fourth up off a win, and best of the rest is 9 Dagny, who's got the ability to win the race. Just question marks on that last run, but with the blinkers on and the previous form would win this race. The other horses I'm looking at here is Wing Wah, who looks a different horse this preparation, and I see it's firmed up a lot. Stiletto Vixen from the markets I wrote down, $26 and $21 yesterday.
Okay, speed the race. My selection here is Dagny, number 9. Got the job done first up at Warwick Farm in pretty good fashion. A forgetful run at Canterbury. Things didn't go to plan at all there when it was favourite. Has had a nice trial since. The blinkers go on, and did have the blinkers on in the trial, and it was under a throttle hold and really did want to get on with the job there. So I just think if you go on, it's Warwick Farm win, soft track conditions. I think it's going to be right in the mix here. To beat number 7, Knit and Pearl. It's had very little room its last 3 starts, but Ronnie makes a good point. Probably is its own worst enemy. He's a bit of a stop and start type. But yep, the last 2 starts at Randwick and Rosehill were in stronger races. Gets back to 1,400 here and does like the wet. For third, number 13, Firebird Flyer. First up here, can do something and did trial quite okay. And for fourth, number 10, Labdian, another one that was quite good first up. It's had a trial since. And, you know, it has got some soft track form. Tough race. I'm 9, 7, 13 and 10.
Darren goes 9, 3, 7 and 5. Your best, Ron?
Schedule. So that's race number 4. Number 4, schedule.
Race 4, number 4. And for you, Mike?
Look, I'm banking on Diplomacia getting the right run here. Just sitting second on the speed with the favourite sort of giving it too much start. Big drop in the weights. So it's race 3, number 4.
Good on you, Mike. Good to have you back.
Yeah, I asked my wife when she just bought me a coffee about the ladder, what would have happened to me. She said, you know the answer to that. So.
You would have been lynched. Good on you. Thanks, mate.
See you,
Mike
guys.
Mike Fraser there. And Ron, leave us with one good thing in Brisbane.
I think, Andrew, I think the horse Splurge in the last should get the money there.
Race 8, number 8. Good news for us. We'll be hearing Duff and watching Duff right through the day on Sky as well. Thanks a lot, mate.
See you, Andrew.
We've had a bit of fun with Duff, but it's all jokes aside. Come on, Duff, what are you doing? The preview times for Sky Thoroughbred Central. The previews continue on Sky Sports Radio after this break.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Chardonnay by De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
25% off everything at Freedom, but only for My Freedom members. Hurry and tomorrow, so join My Freedom now and save 25% on everything. Joining fees apply. There's been a multi-vehicle stack in Hornsby on the Pacific Highway southbound at Bridge Road. Another accident in Holroyd, that's on the M4 citybound just after Burnett Street. Tiverton Hill, and we've got a broken down car on the M7 northbound as you approach Woodstock Avenue. Another breakdown in Huntley's Point on Victoria Road. That's actually on the Gladesville Bridge as you head towards the city. And it is bumper to bumper into the Sydney International Terminal. Light rail construction will be taking place at the intersection of Allison and Darley Roads in Randwick this weekend and selected weekends over the next month. Visit livetraffic.com for more information. I'm Jess on Sky Sports Radio.
Secure the finest race fillies and broodmares the Southern Hemisphere has to offer at the Magic Millions National Broodmare Sale, May 30 to June 2 on the Gold Coast. World-class bloodlines and more than 230 black-type fillies and mares. Quality broodmares in foal to Australasia's leading sires and international champions, Frankel and Tappet. See the catalogue at magicmillions.com.au. The Magic Millions National Broodmare Sale on the Gold Coast. The future is here.
Your business premises really needs a fresh fit out, but the bank says no.
You need to move fast, but they still say no.
You haven't got time for paperwork, so they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not the deed to your house, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. On Deck partners with MYOB.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $175,000 projected Big Six pull at Rose Hill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
It's 9:02. This is Sky Sports Radio, and Brett Devine joins us from the Australian Turf Club. Morning to you, Brett, again.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning to all the punters, and great to see that rain just sitting off the coast there. So a bit of light at the end of the tunnel there for today at Rose Hill Garden.
Yeah, that's right. We're on a soft 5. They've had 7.5 mil, but it is clearing, so that's the good news. And a lot of support out there today for the Mark Hughes Foundation. And we urge people to head out there. They can also go to Google and Google Mark Hughes Foundation and buy a beanie for brain cancer.
That's right, Andrew. Look, it's all about the racing today, of course, but a special weekend in rugby league. And as you've mentioned there, the Mark Hughes Foundation doing some unbelievably good work for research and treatment into brain cancer. A link there to racing, of course, with the Callender family and Matthew Callender. And the beanies will be on sale out at Rose Hill Gardens today, Andrew. We know racing people are very generous, so have a look for those out at Rose Hill Gardens today as we support that great cause. The gates open for members at 10:15 and for the general public at 10:30. A reminder, Ben's about transport. Look, shuttle buses run from Parramatta and Strathfield stations right to the race course. So a great opportunity there to jump on the train and head in on a bus from Smith Street near Parramatta Station there, or Everton Road at Strathfield Station. Of course, trains run up to the course and a whole heap of free parking across the area. So good opportunity to get out that way, of course. It's Hall of Fame Day. We acknowledge it. The very best in our sport, Benz. And I suppose we also celebrate the great uniqueness of horse racing in that we have so many human and horse stars together. So a great day to go out to Rosehill Gardens. As we've mentioned in the past, a great day. We're right on par there with clubs and pubs. And look, there's great racing around the country as well, and great facilities at Rosehill Gardens, a place to be.
Yeah, head out. You can watch it all on the big screens coming through from all around the place. Good on you, Brett. Enjoy the day out there, mate.
Thank you, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. Let's look at Flemington now in Melbourne. They're on a good four. They did have 1.6 millimetres of rain overnight, but it is now clear. Race one is clear of scratchings. Race two, take out four and eight. The third, take out one and two. Race four, number one. Race five, take out six, seven, 12, 13, 15 and 17. Race six, take out three, eight, 11, 12 and 14. Race seven, number 12. Race eight, number nine. And race 9, take out 3, 4, 6, 7, 15 and 17. And it's good morning to Dean Lester. How are you, Dino?
I'm very well, Andrew. Good morning to you.
And how's the meeting look here? 9 races and the rail goes out from 2 to 3 metres.
Yeah, raced pretty well a couple of weeks ago, and we've had probably ideal weather, really, so it should race well again.
Yeah, a little bit of rain and even watered last night. 4 millimetres went on. He took the gamble.
Absolutely.
And Mark Hutter, good morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew.
How's your confidence with this 9 race card, mate? There are plenty of horses running.
I think it looks like a pretty good punters meeting. Like, every time we say that, we tend to lose, but on paper, I think it looks like a good meeting for the punters.
Well, you can hear Dean's voice.
I'm with you. I'm keen on today.
All right, well, let's get cracking. Glenn Munsey's in our Radio TAB studios in Brisbane. And Glenn, what about the first?
Yeah, we start with American Genie is here at 21. Grandioso at $3 and favourite. In Denial at $4.40. Hector at 10. Sal Samore at $12. Masculino at 12. Sava Heat at 10. Grammar Boy at 31, I should say. Passaro at 34. Bendathera at 51. Grunt at 21. Aloysia at 11. And Ruchla is an $18 chance. Best supported runner here is actually In Denial. Went up $6 overall. It actually went back up $4.80 this morning. It's into $4.40 already. Second pick is Grandioso, who's been on the drift, $2.25 out to $3. Third pick is Masculino, who's $13 into $12.
Dean, how do you see the first?
I'm going to go with Grandioso, Andrew. I thought the debut win on Protest was a sound effort. I thought it was a really good chase at Wagga, and 1400 is going to suit. Big track, ideal. Hard to line up a lot of these form lines, but I think his is a pretty solid form line. So I'm going to go with him to beat 7 Sava Heat, who probably should have won at Warrnambool. Hector comes through the same race, and he's here as well, and he did everything right to win. That was on his home track, but I think he's got a chance. And I'm interested a little bit in the first starter here, number 13, Ruchla. Stretched out really nicely in the jump outs, just from back in the field. Looks a real stayer. Could see it sweeping home and at least getting into the money. But I'll go with Grandioso, but this isn't one of the races I'm that keen on. 2, 7, 4 and 13.
Also, I think if number 3, In Denial, it only has to have trained on from that first up run, and I reckon it's just an each-way special. It's got the good form in the Blue Diamond Preludes. That Kobayashi race was good last time. Was strong through the line. It draws gate one. It gets a beautiful run. As I say, all it has to do is train on, and I think it's the one to beat. To beat number 6, Masculino. Really liked its debut win. It was very strong. It's going to eat the 1,400 metres. 2, Grandioso. Both wins have been solid. It's got a chance. I just think it's short odds. And I threw number 12, Aloysia, in over from New Zealand. Looks to have trialled up okay for Kieran Maher. I quite like 3 here, 3, 6, 2 and 12.
Matt Hill calming all the action. He's gone Grandioso, the 2, to beat 12, 3 and 5. 2, 12, 3 and 5 in the first. Race 2, the Lightfingers Hall of Fame. Glenn?
Yeah, Motown Little here, $7.50. We've got Wasabi at $19, Moonlight's Choice, $7.50, Miss Land out. Miss Ayano, I should say, not Miss Land. DC's new glasses are going good. It's a scratching. Divine Quality, $2 in favourite. Overstep at 10. Miss Vespa, 51. Hussey's Glow is out. Mandy at 19. Summer Glen at 10. Call Me Tess at 21. Miss Siska at 14. Wah Master at 81. Delightful Cat at 81. And just to be consistent, Faye's Joy also at $81. Well, it was well back the other day, Divine Quality. It's gone $195, $2, $195, $2. Actually opened back up $195 this morning. They've given a push to $2. A very, very long way away is Wasabi, second pick. And third pick is Miss Siska.
Something to beat the favourite, Mark, or do you go with Divine?
No, nothing to beat the favourite here, Andrew. I think Divine Quality will just win again. It was outstanding at Bendigo. It was super last time at Flemington, ridden quietly. It looks like good, genuine speed. I think he'll just park off them and sail on by and win at the short odds. I'm going to take number 9, Mandy, to run a place in my trifecta. I thought it was good enough last time. Gets the claim for Jake Bayliss and getting fitter with each run. A 6 overstep, goes forward, never far away, just struggles to win. 3 Moonlight's Choice, who was just horrible last time. It's a much, much better horse than that, and its best form would certainly see it competitive. But I think 5 wins, 5, 9, 6 and 3.
Yeah, I think she'll win again. It was a good win last start, and maybe she was down the slower part of the track too. So it was an added merit to that performance. Moonlight's Choice, I think there was a thought that she'd lightened off a bit second up and didn't run to her best that day. It's a little freshen up, can certainly improve. Overstep and Summer Glen come through that form line behind Divine Quality, but that's probably where they'll finish again and into the placings. 5, 3, 6 and 10.
Matt Hill likes the favourite as well. Divine Quality, the 5, to beat 10, 9 and 1. 5, 10, 9 and 1. Race 3, the JJ Miller. They tell me, Dean, I don't know whether... Did you go along last night?
No, I didn't get a game there, Andrew.
No, the Hall of Fame was on. They did tweet that JJ's speech was, well, what you'd expect from him.
Yeah,
it was pretty colourful.
I'd imagine it was. He was on Melbourne Radio Thursday, and he was certainly very colourful.
Well, he's been honoured being inducted into the Hall of Fame. Glenn.
Yeah, well, the top two are out of this race here, so we'll start with Shoreham. The first horse, number 3, is a $34 chance. Gallic Chieftain is a $3.40 favourite. We've got Adirondack 51, Flowmeter 41, Loving Home 11, Curra at 5, Tsar Speed at 18, Ferro Nero 41, Grand Duke of Tuscany at 26, Alamontiel at 12, Leader at $7.50. New Graduate is a $6.50 chance. Then we go to Irish Optimism at 15, Northern Journey at 101, and Jimmy Vac is a $61 chance. Best supported runner here is Gallic Chieftain. Actually, was 4 into 380 by yesterday. Open 350 this morning, is now into $3.20. And second pick is New Graduate here, who has been 11 into 6 and then back to 650.
Okay, a couple of moves here. What are we on here, Dean?
I'm on Gallic Chieftain, Andrew. I thought it was a terrific run first up. I don't know if he was wound up to win that, but he probably should have. He got badly stopped in his tracks at a crucial stage. I think he's a very good stayer in the making, and this is the next step for him. Curra ended up in a pretty ordinary spot from a fairly good draw last time out and ran quite well. I think he's the main danger. I'm giving place chances to 7 Loving Home and 12 Alamontiel with a lightweight from a good draw, but I think he's one of the good bets of the day, Gallic Chieftain, 4, 8, 7 and 12.
Yeah, I think it's either Gallic Chieftain or No Idea here. I'm sure he's the best horse in the race, but I'm sure he's got bigger fish to fry down the track. So we're probably backing him today, nowhere near peak fitness, but I still think he's good enough to win to beat number 8, Carr, who should go forward somewhere in the first 4 or 5, get a good run and is consistent. 14 New Graduate. It's flying since it started leading this horse. It'll give a good sight. And then number 9, Tsar Speed. One more dance with the blinkers back on, back to its home track, and the claim. 4, 8, 14 and 9.
For Matt Hill, he goes down towards the bottom here. One of the odds, Irish Optimism, the 15, to beat 14, 4 and 7. 15, 14, 4 and 7 for Matt in race 3. Race 4, the Winx Hall of Fame. We've discussed it this morning, Dino. Few have been saying Winx shouldn't have been inducted because she's still racing. Ron and I feel that she deserves it. Where do you sit?
I wouldn't have minded them waiting, but anyway, it puts her in elite company. Well, she's the third one to be inducted while she's racing with Sunline and Black Caviar.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Glenn, the market, please, for race four.
Yeah, Jaws of Steel is out, so we go to Gravist is a $5.50 chance. The Passage at $6.50. Span Ahead at $2.45 favourite. Atlantic Express 13, Barry the Baptist at 26, Gungju at 17, Haberdash 14, Willy Willy 11, Pray for Us at 61, Tell the Truth at 23, Captive Hero 21, Betty Ray Ruby is a $34 chance, and Cincinnati Kid is at $81. Well, easily the best supported runner here is Span Ahead. It went up $4.40 in a full field. Jaws of Steel was 10, but it was 10 out to 15 by yesterday. Span Ahead had gone $4.40 into 3 by yesterday. Opened $2.60 this morning, and it's into $2.45. It's got 10 times the amount of money on it that its nearest rival, which is actually Gungju, has been 17 out to 19, back to 17.
Jordan Childs on Spanner Hero here, Mark.
Spanner Head, Hoss. Spanner Head will get the money here at Chase Home Egg Tart last time. That's fantastic form. Down to run in Adelaide last week, scratched because of the wide barrier. Draws well here, just gets a great run. Getting into short odds now, but I think it's a good thing to beat number three, the Passage. The Passage is going to get better and better as the races get longer. I think it's the danger. Two, Gravista with the blinkers going on, has got a chance again. And number five, Atlantic Express, who just doesn't win out of turn but is racing well in this grade. I think four is a good thing from three, two and five.
Yep, I agree. I think Span Ahead will win. Mark's outlined the form around her, and she'll get the right run. And she's a good filly. I think she'll win. I think Gravista with the blinkers on might be the exacta horse. Ran well last start, and as I said, the gear change certainly won't hurt his prospects. The Passage was good at Warrnambool, was a good persistent run there, and won, and beat Haberdash, who was first up, probably aimed at it being local, but still ran very well, Haberdash, and from the draw, I'm going to put him in for fourth. 4, 2, 3, and 8.
Yeah, Matt Hill likes Spanner Head number 4 to beat 2, 3, and 7. 4, 2, 3, and 7. I thought it was my glasses as well, Glenn, that were playing up there with the Spanner.
Yeah, well, he could be a lock, Spanner Head, couldn't he?
Yeah, he's very well named if you see her in the mounting yard today. She's got a big spanner look like wrench on her face.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
She's got her markings is how she got her name.
Okay, well, let's hope the markings are first across the line.
Correct.
There in
interesting runner there, boys. Betty Ray Ruby, he was a guest on Weekend with Bernie last night. Jeff Horn, the boxer, who'll fight Manny Pacquiao up here in Brisbane, and that's his family's horse, Betty Ray Ruby.
Oh, okay, well, good luck. It's a big odds.
Yeah, it's a $41 chance. And
you can find a link, Glenn.
Oh, well, Andrew, this is the sort of how wide we get on Weekend with Bernie, that, you know, we got some guests here, and, you know, I put one on his chin too, and he seems to cope with that all right.
Do we know how Barry the Baptist got his name?
No, Dean, no, we'll research that in the break.
No, I know.
Oh, do you? Well, tell us.
Oh, it's out of a movie called I Mean Business. And the great movie Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, the heavy in it was Barry the Baptist, and that was his catchphrase, I Mean Business.
I've got to praise people that find names good names.
Yeah, it's a good name. It's a great name.
Yep. And it sort of comes off a race caller's voice, doesn't it? Barry the Baptist, you know, instead of some of these shocking names. Let's move to race five, and no shocking about this. It's the Lloyd Williams Hall of Fame.
Yes, congratulations. Congratulations to Lloyd being inducted into the Hall of Fame. And did you get rounded and dust over the cars down to Melbourne?
Anything special?
Up later in the day to see Lloyd and just prepare everything, make sure everything's okay.
Good.
Right, make sure you iron your shirt and everything too, and your cummerbund. Right, we'll start with Mahuta here at $16. Charmed Harmonies at $4.80. Two Can Chew at $34. Now or Later, $3.90 in favourite. Well Sprung 11, scratch the next two. Radapole is an $8 chance. Eximius at $61. Inspector at $12. Sovereign Nation at $7. Scratch the next two. Go down to Mr. Individual at $5. Noella's Choice is out. Artie Shaw at $41, and Give Us a Go won't be going round there today. Pretty good betting race here, despite the scratchings. Not a great deal separating Now or Later, Well Sprung, and then Mahuta and Charmed Harmony. But then again, the biggest firmer is Radapole, who went up a $26 chance. and by last night was into 9. It opened to 8 this morning.
Right. First up there for Mike Moroney. Dean, how do you see it?
I'm going to go with Mr. Individual, Andrew. I didn't quite know how he was going off his first two runs, but I thought the last run in a race that he had a big task with the weight and the opposition, I thought was pretty good. He's since had a tick over trial. He's back a little bit in trip, which is no disadvantage, and he's right down in the weights. Should get a good run. I thought he had a good chance. I think Charmed Harmony, a couple of the scratchings have really helped his cause. Even though he's drawn the outside, he can just cruise across and give them something to chase. Now or later, had a very checkered run, first run in Australia in a Group 1. All of a sudden, now back to a handicap with a light weight, has to be regarded. I think they're the winning chances. I'm going 14-2 from 4 and 10 Inspector, who's just an honest horse on dry ground in this grade. 14-2, 4-10.
I think this is the best for the day. Number 2, Charmed Harmony. I think, as Dean said, there's no pressure. He'll just waltz across and lead. He's in fantastic form. He's got the claim for Chris Caserta. He's just got to rate him right, and I think he'll just keep running and win. 8, Redipole. I like the look of this horse from overseas. Didn't mind its recent jump out. It shouldn't settle too far away. I think it's got a chance. 4, Now or Later. Just run off its feet at 1,200 metres. Never really got travelling. Better suited 1,400 can improve. And maybe down to number 11, Sovereign Nation, next best. 2, I like 2 from 8, 4 and 11.
Matt Hill likes the 10 Inspector to beat 14, 4 and 2. 10, 14, 4 and 2 for Matt in race 5. Race 6, the Andrew Ramsden, a listed race this one, Glenn. It's worth $200,000.
Yeah, over the 2 miles. And we've got DeLittle Engine here, the $2.30 favourite. Mujadale is a $10 chance. Araldo Jr. is out, as it is in Adelaide. It's out there as well. Lux at $5.50. Like a Carousel, $26. Refectory, $6.50. Sea Line Woman at 19. Wells is out. Renew at 4.80. Dane Hustler, 51. Scratch the next two. Champion at 23. And She's Extraordinary is a scratching. Wouldn't say it was the most vigorous betting race of the day. Most popular runner at this stage is Renew, who actually went back up $6 this morning. It's into 4.80. And second pick, the favourite, DeLittle Engine, who's been 2.10 to 2.30 today.
Who do you like in the 2 mile test here, Mark?
I like Renew. He's always been a good flat horse. You go back to Melbourne Cup Day there a couple of years ago. He won the 2800-metre race. Ran well in that 2800-metre race. He's back in business now over the jumps. Darren Weir won the race last year with Gloria Sindar. And I think he'll go forward, get a great run, and clearly the one to beat. To beat number 1, DeLittle Engine. Ran third in this race last year with a kilo more. He's going well. I think he's the danger. 6, Refectory. Good, strong stayer. Won't be far away. And then out to number 4, Luke, who's going okay but just struggling to win. I think 9's the one to beat here. 9, 1, 6 and 4.
Yeah, I'm going the same way. I think Renew's the one to beat. Hard fit, going well, and the jumping's probably sharpened him up. To beat Refectory, who'll run the 2 mile out, he stays down in the weights, whereas the little engine just has that weight rise. It just worries me with him. He's only a small horse, and I like him when he's right down in the weights, but different scenario here. But he's going well, and Luke, the other one that you'd put in the quaddie. But yeah, I think Renew will run well also. 9, 6, 1, 4.
For Matt, it's 6 to beat 1, 9 and 2. 6, 1, 9 and 2 in the Andrew Ramsden over the famous 2 mile at Flemington. Now we go down the famous straight 6, Glenn, race 7.
Yes, we start with Mahaney here at $21, Thermal Current at 14, Tashby at 14. We've got Malibu Style at $4.40, and that will make it favourite at that price. Yesterday's Songs, 26, Tried and Tired at 51, Stellar Collision at 10, Carla Vassi at $12, Rutiger at $6.50, Whistle Baby at 10, Demonstrates 11, Le Bon Soeur is out, Onerous 11, Oak Door 8.50, Arujo at 101, and Espiritu is an $81 chance. Best supported runner at this stage with Tab is Malibu Style. Did open $6 in a full field here. Le Bon Soeur was 101 chance, so a genuine 6 into 4.40 chance here. Second pick is Rutiger, who went back up 7 this morning after opening 6 and then back into 6.50. And third pick is Whistle Baby, who's just in slightly 11 into 10.
Interesting sort of race this one, Dean. Carla Vassi could have run in the Goodwood. They've decided to come here. And Malibu Style could have gone to the Goodwood, but Neville Parnham quite contented to go down that straight again.
Yeah, he's having a good time of it with these, just picking off these little listed races and running well. And he's a good chance again. I'm a bit of a rap for Rudiger when he runs down the straight, number 9, and he's first up for the Hayes Dabney Yard. He's trialled up well, drawn to get down the outside, and I'm going to go with him to beat Malibu Style, but he'll run very well. I think he's a better 1,000 and 1,100 metre horse, but 1,200 metre tempo down the straight, they don't go that hard, and he might just travel really comfortably for a long way. Mightn't come off the bit until late. 14 Oak Door resumes. He's trialled up quite well, and he's just a little bit in 13 onerous. Originally with the Hawkses, then went to Chris Waller. I thought it'd be a little project to now back with Team Hawks to have him ready to run a bit of a race fresh. 9, 4, 14 and 13.
Yeah, tough race, but I've gone the same way with number 9, Rudiger, over to Hayes and Davenick now. Looked to trial really well recently at Flemington. I think it's drawn well here. Most of the main chances seem to be out wide. It can follow that speed and produce late to beat number 13, Onerous. It was in the same trial at Flemington, had no blinkers on, but looked to trial well. 7, Stellar Collision, coming through the Wongoom. Again, probably drawn out in the right spot. And 14, Oak Door, resuming, but has trialled up quite well. 9, 13, 7 and 14.
9 as well for Matt Hill to beat 4, 5 and 3. 9, 4, 5 and 3 in race 7.
Doing Morse code there.
I don't know. What's going on, Munns?
Oh, I've got to just press
Morse code.
No, it's like Andrew when he starts texting. I've just pressed something on this computer here, and for some reason it's making all these noises.
I don't know how to stop it.
You're making a bit of rap music or something.
You have to turn it off.
I'm going to finish in the rat house. I don't know about anything else. Hang on, if I do that.
Talking about the rat.
No, that's it. That's it. I've done it.
Talking about the rat house, Dean, and Mark, I don't think you would have seen it yet, but Duff's given Cheryl a ladder for her birthday today. You can see it on my Twitter page. Just truly remarkable stuff, Dean. You just can't fathom how a bloke like Duff can get a ladder for his wife.
Very romantic.
He needs a ladder for himself because he can't see much, but...
A ladder for Cheryl so she can get up and change the globes.
Cheryl's a very good sport, but that's pushing the friendship, surely.
It'll be a nice little welcome back from Brisbane tonight.
Good luck.
Let's move to the Archer Hall of Fame. Maybe it'll be Duff walking from Brisbane to Sydney tonight.
Yeah, as I said, I'm going to lunch with him tomorrow. I'm very concerned.
He might not make it tomorrow.
He won't make it when the bill arrives, I can bet you that. Right, in the last, the second last here, Venture Storm is a $9 chance. Observational at $9.50. My boy Extra Hero, he rings up start number 100 today, and good luck to him. He's a $34 chance. Second Bullet is $5. Longer On at $16. Sadaka $16. Self Sense $18. Dubai Escapade at $41. Lord Durante is out. Magna Pal $31. Master Zephyr at $13. Black Tomahawk at $51. Harada Full is the $4 favourite. Hursley at $5. And our Yangtze is a $71 chance. Best supported runner here is Harada Full. Did go up $5.50. So it's $5.50 into $4. Second pick is actually Longer On, and it's been $13 into $12 back to $16. Third pick is the Toppy Ventura Storm, and fourth pick is Second Bullet.
All right, some movements there. Dean, how do you see it?
Andrew, I see it that Harada Full should win. If you're giving Articus any chance at all in the Doom and Cup, this horse was a really good run behind him. Just got sort of held up when Articus got momentum up, and Articus was away and gone, and then Harada Full chased him really well. I think stays out of trouble here, 2,000 metres. He should beat these. Second Bullet was a solid win last start. Did have Damien Oliver last time out dictating terms in front. He won't lead today with Sadaka in the race, but he can run well. 14 Hursley was a good ride and win last week. Stays down in the weights, and Observational's having a very good preparation. He's probably at the back end of it, but next best. But I think 13's on the up and should win. 13-4, 14-2.
Yeah, I've just reversed the Quinella round here. I'll go number 4, Second Bullet. I just think the way this race maps, Sadaka leads, and I think Second Bullet gets an absolute charmed run just sitting second. Got the claim. I can't see how it doesn't get the good run. Just has to begin to beat number 13, Harada Full, who's in terrific form. Just a bit worried where it gets to from the barrier. That was my concern. 1, Ventura Storm. That's fantastic three-year-old form it's been racing in the UK. It's trialled quite well. I think it will run well fresh. And 14, Hursley, who never, ever runs a bad race, has got a chance again. 4, 13, 1 and 14.
Matt Hill likes the 13, Harada Full, to beat 14, 4 and 5. 13, 14, 4 and 5 in race 8. And the last, Glenn, the Carbine Club over the mile.
Yeah, Albanetti here is an $81 chance. Fastnet Latina at $5. Then we scratch the next two. Down to Amarella at $6.50. Scratch the next two. Scarpa Cove at $12. Stegler at $5. Then we go to Brown Bend 12. Kel Storm $4.40 in favourite. Zorkan 34. Portion Control at 41. Storms are Brewing at 5. Wallon Region is out. Calendar Lad 31, Zagaya out, and Subiaso is a 101 chance. Best supported runner here after all the scratchings is Fastnet Lavina, $50 in front of Kelstorm, and 300 behind it is Stegler. They're the top three and the last.
And mate, I know you're on the move, so I will let you head off. You have a good day there at Doomben.
Yeah, and 10 o'clock this morning, the first preview for Rosehill.
All right, thanks mate.
Thank you.
Righto, Mark, how do you see race 9?
I like number 5, Amarillo Andrew. I think if it has any luck at all, it is ready to win. It's very well weighted. It maybe should have finished a bit closer last time. It's a very similar race. It just needs an ounce of luck from that tricky little gate, and it's the one to beat. To beat number 2, Fastnet Latina, blinkers go on. There's not a lot of pressure up front. It'll go forward, get a fantastic run. I think it's got a great hope. 9, Stegler, not given much hope last time, getting fitter. And 11, Calstorm was terrific winning down at the Bull. I'm not sure if it's a better wet tracker. We'll find that out today. 5, 2, 9 and 11.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Stegler. I was keen on him 2 weeks ago. Just when he came into the mounting yard, he looked as though one more run would top him off, and then he didn't get the best of rides. I think he can probably win today if he's to be beaten. Fastnet Latina is the one. The scratchings have really made it a soda for him to just roll forward with the blinkers on and get an easy time of it. I think he's the main danger. 14 Storms are Brewing. She gets cover here. We'll be running on. And 5 Amarella, who's racing well, and the claim certainly helps. 9, 2, 14 and 5.
Race caller Matt Hill likes Kelstorm the 11 to beat 9, 2 and 14. 11, 9, 2 and 14. They're the 9 races at Flemington. Where's your biggest confidence, Mark?
There's a few, Andrew. I'll try and narrow that down to the 2. Race 4, number 4, Spanahead, and race 5, number 2, Charmed Harmony.
4, 4 and 5, 2. Good luck.
Thank you.
Mark Hutter there. What about you, Dean?
Andrew, I like Gaelic Chieftain, race 3, number 4, and I like Spanahead also, race 4, number 4. They're the two best.
3, 4 and 4, 4. Adelaide, of course, the million-dollar Darley Goodwood. Anything there for our listeners?
Gee, I think either former WA horses or current WA horses are right in the mix here. Blackheart Bart, Vega Magic, like the trials of Vega Magic for the Hayes Dabney Yard, and I'm thinking First Among Equals will run very well. I think the set weights and penalties is just a little turnaround on the weight for age of the winter bottom when he ran against Malaguerre and Co. and measured up there. I think he's got a terrific chance First Among Equals at a price.
Okay, yeah, for Simon Miller and Luke Nolan. So the 1, the 7 and the 11 is how we play that. Have you had a look at Artigas in Brisbane?
Yeah, he was very good the other day. I would... they're learning about him. The first day at the races at Caulfield for Darren Weir, the horse just lost the plot in the mounting yard. So it was a total forgive run. They brought him in late at Flemington. He relaxed better and he won really well. We'll make a really interesting point that day I was talking to Brad Willer and I said, will you ride him in the Doomben Cup? And he said, no, I'm going to ride Blackheart Bart in Adelaide. But if I was having a choice, I'd ride Star Exhibit ahead of Artigas. So,
okay.
So he won on both of them a week apart, and that was the observation he made. So I was very interested in that.
And where does Amelia Star fit into this trio?
Well, the heavy nine's the key here. The ground has really helped her. She's a good mare. I think she's an exceptional mare, but obviously lost 18 months due to injury. But for her to stay at 1600 and win last start was very good. So she'll measure up. Look, it's you know, it's I reckon it's somewhat versus the Weir trio, Nelly.
Yeah, for Darren Biedman, which one of the three would you put on top?
Because of the wet track, I would go Emily Star.
Okay, the 16. Mm. Well, it's a good race, the Doomben Cup. Thankfully, up there they've had the rain, but it is clear today. Yeah, that's the main
good
thing. Yeah, that's the main thing. All right, mate. Good luck. We'll hear you tomorrow, and then of course on Monday for Punters Postmortem. It was a good show last Monday. Plenty of variety, and you'll have plenty to discuss on Monday as well.
Yeah, we certainly will. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Dean. Dean Lester and Mark Hunter looking at Flemington.
Sky Sports Radio covers the very best New South Wales country racing.
Country Race Sunday, we're off to the Western Plains for Parks Cup day. Join form analyst Mick Wallace Sunday morning at 10 for all your past winners here on Sky Sports Radio.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $120,000 projected Big Six pool at Rosehill Gardens today and a $40,000 projected First Four pool on the New South Wales Trotters Oaks at Tabcorp Park, Menangle tonight. And now you can prepare for the punt. Watch racing live and relive the action with Tab on your mobile. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Run into Penrith Mazda for an amazing end-of-financial year deal on a new Mazda. Penrith Mazda has over 300 new cars in stock and over 50 utes on display in our Mazda Ute Centre, which means at Penrith Mazda, you get the best selection and the best prices on a new Mazda. So come in and see the Mazda specialist. But hurry in before our amazing run-out deals run out. Penrith Mazda, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer. Family-owned and operated. Mulgoa Road, Penrith. Just off the M4. MD18808.
Pressure. It's something that most of us don't like to be under. In fact, it often causes confusion and mistakes. As a professional athlete, it's something that I've had to get used to. Yet people think it's okay to put heaps of pressure on kids to perform when they're playing sport. It may seem harmless enough, but constant calling out instructions from the sideline and telling kids what to do can be a real downer. I'm Sam Thaiday from the Brisbane Broncos, and it's time to let kids be kids and enjoy their sport. Google Play by the Rules to find out more.
The Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by Tab. Bet you'll love a $175,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Don't forget for that Darley Goodwood meeting, Peter Ellis will be online just before 10 past 11 to go through every race this morning. That's straight after the Rosehill late mail, just before 10 past 11 for Peter Ellis. Doomben, a heavy nine. We'll get a weather update from Bernie in a moment. Heavy nine, though, after 4.5 mils in the last 24 hours. Race one, take out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 9, 12, 13 and 14. Race 2, 2 and 14. The third, 11 and 15. Race 4, 3, 4, 7, 8, 9 and 11. Race 5, the scratchings are 2, 3, 11, 12, 13, and the emergency 17, 19, and 20. Race 6, take out 3 and 15. Dawnwall's got an elevated temperature, 3 and 15 out of the 6th. Race 7, take out 2, 4, and 8. 2, 4, and 8 out of the cup. And race 8, 3, 7, 9, 11, 12 and 16. They're the scratchings. Bernie Cooper, good morning. How's that Brisbane weather?
Yeah, morning, Ben. Well, we've put on the good weather here today. It's an absolute glorious day. It's going to be quite warm too by the feel of it at the moment. Brilliant blue sky everywhere. So even though we are unfortunately on a very heavy track, I don't think it's going to be any rain around today.
That's the main thing. We'll get some kickback improvement. That's the good stuff. All right, let's launch into them, Bernie. The first race at Class 6, 7 Blackjack Ballas, the Tab Fixed Odds favourite, $2.60.
Yeah, that's the usual go with Blackjack Bella, actually. I think she's got a favourite the last four or five starts. Look, I'm going to tip the 11 here, Honey Holt. Obviously on a bit of a whim. She was beaten on a wet track at Eagle Farm last time out, but she has won twice on heavy tracks previously, and I just know she was flying leading up to that Eagle Farm run. So I'm just putting it down to perhaps she didn't handle that particular wet track at Eagle Farm. I think I'm happy to go each way, Honey Holt here. Over the 6, Gully Command's got some beautiful wet track form. The 8, American Diva off its Wagga win, and 7, Blackjack Bella can manage to get beat. 11, 6, 8 and 7.
The rider there also for the 17 is Tim Clark in that first race. And Honey Holt at the moment, $7.190 the place in the first with Tab Fixed Odds. Race 2, we've got joint favourites, 1 Pardo and 11 Cabin Fever. They're both at $4.60.
Yeah, I really like Pardo. He's sort of one of those sleepy colts that the penny's just starting to drop. He was absolutely trotting in behind them the other day in what I thought was a pretty strong race at Ipswich. Look, he won by two lengths, but if he'd have got out the top of the straight, he'd have won by five. I have no doubt in that. He's by Red Dazzler, and he was absolutely ploughing through the mud there. They were all dipping and diving, and he was just cruising through it. So I think he's the one here for me. Number 9, Dream Kisses, probably needed to run first up. 11, Cabin Fever, a good ride to a nice win here two starts ago, and then obviously went around in a tougher race last time out at the coast, but still pretty good in fourth spot. And 10, Real Princess, four wide the trip, no luck last time out, so 1, 9, 11, 10.
To race number 3, the Chief De Beers, over the sprint trip here of 1,050. Hidden Pearl and Prompt Return, the 3 and the 4, joint favourites at $5. And Mr. Manhattan, $6.50. There's quite a few in the market here, Bernie. The Virginian comes back at $8.
Yeah, it's a funny little race. Obviously, we've got heaps of speed on here with horses like Hidden Pearl and, I guess, Highly Geared and Vienna Queen. So Colin L, I guess, and Mr. Manhattan looking to get a nice cart along in behind them. Look, I'm going to tip Mr. Manhattan. I thought he had pretty good, well, he's got great fresh form, really. He's been a winner on a soft track, I think, on 3 occasions. Heavy, I guess we're unknown, but, who knows? We might even get an upgrade by then. Probably not. It's winter, but, you know, I just think he's at his best fresh. He's had 2 hard trials in Sydney to get him ready for this. So 5, Mount Nebo represents some really good wet track form. And then you've got Hidden Pearl and Prompt Return, who sort of take turn about who finishes in front of who. But, you know, it may be a case of first out, first home here with Hidden Pearl. Time will tell. 5, 1, 3, 4.
5, 1, 3, and 4 in the third. Race 4. This is a 3-year-old race. Tactical Advantage up there for James Cummings. It's $3.50. The 16 all over Bossa Nova at $4.40. They pretty well hold it here. The next price is the 10 at $7.50. So Tactical Advantage, can it rebound here in this race?
Well, why not? Why not? What price did you have Secret Mo?
Secret Mo, the 5, is at $8.
I think he's a pretty good horse, but I think, you know, Tactical Advantage, even though he's been up a long time, he still had, you know, a nice freshen up into this run, and he's only got to bring one of those Sydney wins here and he probably wins this race. As we saw last week, the Sydney horses generally have our measure, unless we've got a special one.
Yeah.
They generally, in these sorts of races, they usually have our measure. So going with the James Cummings factor here. And of course the Darren form lines, there has to be by far the strongest form lines in this race. Secret Mo, I think he's a good horse and I think he was a bit fat. Even though he won, he was, you know, still a bit on the fat side. So plenty of improvement in him. Been a winner on a heavy track. Then I went the way of the 15 and 16 being Inspired Estelle at each way odds and all over Bossa Nova draws much nicer here and she looks your likely leader. So 1, 5, 15 and 16.
To race 5, the Bright Shadow, really competitive race here over the 1200. The Comet Horse, Untamed Diamond, the 5 is at $3.30. Soul for Song gets its chance again and Elegant Composure, the 4 and the 7, Bernie, they're both at $6.
Yeah, they're all mares you've got to have in the mix. I mean, it is your typical mares race. Something could just sprout wings and if they're feeling well here today. Look, I'm going the way of the 5, Untamed Diamond, who I just thought, you know, is flying at the moment. Richard done a great job with her. Obviously, Karen goes on today, but I love the win at Randwick on the wet track where she just knuckled down and she nailed that horse right on the line, Sweet Serendipity, who, of course, we saw win here after that. So it's been a great form line for mine. 14, San Francisco, outstanding second up form, likes to get a toe in. This is a little bit tougher, but, you know, she needs to rise to the occasion here. 7, Elegant Composure, I think good first up and should be able to find a length today on that, I'd imagine. And Soul for Song, obviously a class runner. But there's a whole heap of others you could put in your multis there. 5, 14, 7 and 4.
To race 6, the Doomben Magic Millions Roses over the 2,000. The Warehorses have got up there during the week. Canendra number 2 is the $2.70 favourite with Dawnwall coming out with an elevated temperature. So Canendra $2.70, the Pinnacle $5.50, Candica at $6.50, and Oklahoma Girl there for the Wallace Stable at $7.
Yeah, look, tempo looks a real issue here, doesn't it? I was thinking that the Pinnacle could possibly lead and win this race. And I know that they probably don't want to lead because they led on her, I think it was at Rose Hill, wasn't it, when Oklahoma Girl beat her. But it really was a sit and sprint that day. You know, she led at a really soft speed and, you know, the foot went down late, I thought. And you know, she looked like they were all sort of going to burn past her. I thought she did a very nice job to only get beat the small margin that she did. And I thought, if she can fight on like that in a mile race, if she can bring that to a 2,000-metre race and perhaps cruise along a little bit quicker there from the half mile, she's going to worry most of these horses out of there. So to set 3D at the trip in the brace was absolutely brilliant. So I'm in her corner, 6 to beat 2, Kinedna, you know, that Australasian Oaks form always measures up here. The 5 Oklahoma Girl looks big and strong, good stable, and the top weight Candica for 4, 6251.
Righto. Sorry, those numbers 6?
251.
5-1. Race 7, the big one of the day, the Hardy Brothers Doomben Cup. Preferment, Vanbra and Benzini all coming out this morning. And in the market, number one, It's Somewhat at 420, 12 Articus at 460, 16 Amelia's Star at 750, Single Gaze at 9 and Sense of Occasion at 950. But maybe it is It's Somewhat against the others.
Now it is, isn't it? I think he leads and I think he wins here, and I think he's just got superior form. And I thought his win was outstanding in the Hollandale Stakes, because it really was sort of a jump off the mark and sprint all of a sudden. He's, you know, one moment he's in front lulling around by himself, and next minute there's four abreast and the pedal was down. And that's a tough call for any leader, particularly when they look to head him as well right on the point of the turn. So then he's got to regroup and, you know, get that momentum back and lift again, which he did. So he's a Doncaster winner. What can we say? He's won at 2,000 metres. It just looks such an ideal race for him. He's a winner on a heavy track. So with the favourite, one. Second spot for me goes to Articus, who, you know, is the up-and-coming sort of untapped French quality here from the Weir stable. His win was good the other day. I know it fell into place for him. The speed was on and that sort of thing. But still, he's a winner at 2,000 and looks like he's going to go further as well. The 14, which is Single Gaze. Everyone loves Single Gaze. She just tries her little heart out every time she steps out. And the 3, Sense of Occasion, conditions to suit him a little bit more here today, I think. 1, 12, 14 and 3.
That's the big one, the Doomben Cup, at a minute past 4 today. The last, also a really strong race, the Group 3. Jungle Edge gets its right condition, but it's certainly not the favourite. Splurge here is for Tiako Stud, $2.80 now, tab fixed odds. Allman at $3.80, and then Jungle Edge at $7 and Federal at $8.50.
Yeah, he looks good, and just listening on the radio, he's apparently a very exciting horse to look at, Splurge. But I loved Allman's win at Warrnambool last time out, first up. He's got great fresh form there as well. He gets a perfect cart along in behind the speed here, and I just thought if he can bring that turn of foot he had first up, he's going to be, you know, a real force to be reckoned with here. I'm scared of the favourite, Splurge. You know, when any horse has that sort of record put together, you are worried. He seems versatile. He can, you know, match it up on the speed, or they seem to prefer to ride him back with a lot of space down the outside. That seems to be his general sort of way he likes it most, and he probably gets that sort of run here today. Would he draw? He drew 9. Oh, he comes in a couple. But, yeah, so he's got a draw in the middle, which is probably ideal for him. They said he can over-race sometimes, but I surmise with Jungle Edge and probably Jungle Edge, our only leader here, I would say now. So, yeah, maybe he just cruises along in front. Anyway, I'm 5-8-1 and throwing the 6 in Federal. Thought he was good late at the Gold Coast, 4-4, 5-8-1-6.
5-8-1-6 in the last. Have you got a standout on these conditions?
Well, it's difficult, but I think the favourite in the cup is Somewhat.
Okay, so that's race 7, number 1. We'll hear from you right through the day, Bernie. Looking forward to it all unfolding there. And good news is the weather's fine up there. We're on a heavy 9, but it's certainly not going to get any worse than that.
No, I don't think so. It's going to be a good day. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Bernie. Bernadette Cooper there looking at Doomben. Now, here's your chance of a lifetime, your opportunity to be trackside at either Royal Ascot or, for the more adventurous, South Africa for the running of the Group 1 Durban July. Some last-minute tickets have become available, and they certainly won't last. No one does racing better than Ambassador Travel. All the details are looked after, from flights, transfers, accommodation, tours, to VIP tickets to the racetrack. Depending on your choice, you could be rubbing shoulders with the Queen or choose South Africa and be roaming the wild on safari in Kruger's National Park amongst the lions, the elephants and leopards. Don't miss out. Call Ambassador Travel 1-800-777-989. 1-800-777-989 or visit ambassadortravel.com.au. Now, Sky Sports Radio, don't forget after 10 o'clock we'll be previewing every race at Rose Hill there with Paul Joyce. Just before 10 past 11, Peter Ellis will preview Morfordville, and just after a quarter past 11, Steve Moran will preview every race at Flemington. There are previews to come after 11 this morning. Now, we're trying to chase down Gary Harvey. It's a soft six there this morning. Soft six, weather a little bit overcast. They had 11 millimetres of rain in the last 24 hours. And the rail, as I say, at 7.5. Race one, take out number four, Starboy, number four. Races two, three, and four are clear. Race five, take out one and three out of the fifth. Races 6 and 7 are clear, and race 8, the scratchings are 3 and 13. One rider there, race 5, number 13, fine behind is Kelly Holding. Race 5, number 13 is Kelly Holding. Now, what we'll do is give you the race callers' tips for the program there today at Newcastle while we're chasing down Gary Harvey. And today, Luke Marlowe is calling Newcastle. And in the first, Luke goes 8 to beat 7, 6 and 2. 8, 7, 6, 2. Race 2, it's 2 to beat 8, 5 and 6. 2, 8, 5 and 6. The third, 3 to beat 4, 2 and 1. 3, 4, 2, 1. Race 4, it's 6 to beat 7, 1 and 8. 6, 7, 1 and 8. Race 5, it's 9 to beat 7, 11 and 8. 9, 7, 11, 8. Race 6, Luke Marlowe likes 8 to beat 6, 7 and 4. 8, 6, 7, 4. Race 7, 4, 9, 1 and 3. 4, 9, 1 and 3. And his best is in the last. Race 8, 6 to beat 5, 1 and 2. 6, 5, 1 and 2. They're the thoughts from race caller Luke Marlowe. Gary Harley's online now to look at the program as well. Morning to you, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. We've got good news. I'm at the track. In fact, Peter Birch is about 2 metres away from me, but the sun's shining, the blue sky.
Good news.
Looks like the rain's gone.
Ah, good news. Well, it won't get any worse than a soft six, and who knows, it might improve a little bit. That we're hopeful of that. All right, mate, let's hook in. The first at 11:40, one Invincible Cats, the favourite, number 8, at 2:40.
Yeah, a couple of two-year-old races to kick off. They split the race because the acceptances were so good. Trial OK, or look to Trial OK, the filly of Chris Lee's, number 8, one Invincible Cat. She won the trial here. On a good track on May 10, only last Monday week. She railed up the lead on the home turn, only a small field, and she was unextended in the run of the line to win nicely. She's been set for a first-up win, one of those Jello Nerd Prime Thoroughbred horses. My I'm Invincible, I think she'll handle the going okay. So I've got her on top. Number 7, Miss Anne Tears. It'll be well-supported. Jared Austin trains her at Warwick Farm, and she bolted in with a recent trial at Kembla on a good track. She led all the way and looked to go really good. Number 6, Candy's, another one of Chris Lee's. Trial's okay. Coming from last, made up a lot of ground in a recent trial here when she run third. And number 2, More Than Samba for David Payne. 8-7-6-2.
Race number 2, a two-year-old again, as you say, over the 900. Pimble number 2 at 360 over Ultramarine at 390.
Lovely race for Pimble. She's a Schnitzel filly, so a Schnitzel colt, so don't worry about the slow track. And out of a Woodman there, and the Woodmans, they're just swimmers. Gerald Ryan trains her. She's got a lot of speed. She's very well suited to the 900 metres here. Her first start back in December, she got beat 3.5 lengths by Trekking in a good two-year-old at Rose Hill. Had about 4 months off and come back and was only beaten a length and a half at Canterbury on a soft 7. And then she got beat 4 lengths at Gosford her last start behind Allied Power, who goes pretty good. This race will suit the barriers okay. Chad Lever, who is going great guns when he rides here at Newcastle, he'll be aboard. Number eight to second, Miss Cassier. Mitch Newman trains this filly at Hawkesbury, and her only run was in a 900 metre here on a soft five on May 60. She went well. She's had terrific speed to lead, and she only tied at the last pit. Got beat about a length, three quarters of a length by Ellie's Encore. Barrier two, she'll jump and, you know, get straight onto the bunny, and she could even lead and be very hard to run down. Number five, Ultramarine for the Snowdens. Good tip for this. Hasn't raced for 3 months. A good run at Randwick behind Exceeds, but it only got beat 2.5 lengths back in January. Second all the way in the trial, never ever let go in a recent trial in which it wasn't beaten far. And number six, best of the others, Seed Bay. First starter, Glenn Adrian. Nothing wrong with its trial either. 2.856.
To race three, a maiden over the 1,400, Oakfield Midnight for Rachel King, the favourite, $2.70.
I like the Chris Waller horse here, number three, Profusus. He's his own worst enemy. He's had 11 runs for a couple of places, no wins. But he refuses to settle at times, Andrew, and he's only had one run back. That was at Kembla on May 2, and he over-raced badly again in the early stages, got on the hurdles at the 800, and he was back running last, and he only got clear very late. Should have finished a lot closer than the 2.8. He can get up over a mile or a bit further than that, so he'll get back in this field, but he'll be very strong in the big track or suit. For the world over, went to the line good the other day when it run third here for young Louise Duck. Andrew Gibbons, the ride today, has raced okay on a soft track. 2.8 for Midnight, nothing wrong with the first up run. When it run third, beating a length of three quarters here to write this down. These days with Krista Buchanan and number one Baltic Prince. 3.4.2.1.
In race four, the staying race of the day, Blanco Cara's here, number six at 2.20 over Carini the seven at 3.20.
Yeah, mate, it looks an absolute special, Blanco Cara. Andrew, if this set had been a good three or four, it would have been $1.60, I reckon. She's got a dislike for really wet tracks. I was talking to a trainer, John Thompson, yesterday. The story in brief is that she bolted in an 1850 here, maiden, went straight to Brisbane for the Gold Coast Bracelet. Dawn Wall won the race. Mm. This filly's run was enormous. She made up a ton of ground, got lead 3 lengths. Because he knew the track was going to be heavy at Durman, he dragged her back to Sydney by float, and he put her in here today hoping for a good track. Told me yesterday if it was a 7 or worse, she wouldn't run. So it's a 6 and an improving 6. She's going to run. And she's about $21 for the Queensland Oaks, which is a hot field, a Group 1. At the weights today, the set weight, she should be too good for these. Providing she handles a soft track, she's a good thing. 6, Black O'Cara. Number 7 for second, Carini for Chris Waller. It'll run the distance. 1 as good as it gets. And number 8, McFly Lass. 6.7.1.8.
Race 5, first leg of the Quadrella. Silent Sea for Godolphin, number 9, the Shorty at 2.90 over Verez at 3.80.
Yeah, it was my best bet the other day at Gosford when it was beaten the nose or a head out of there by Flame of Love first up. Now, this filly of Godolphin's had 5 starts for 5 placings, one of them at Canterbury, Hawkesbury, Gosford, Kembla, and then the other day at Gosford again first up. Second up, she went well last preparation. Jeff Penza, the leading rider on the track here at Newcastle, rides her. I think she'll win second up. She'll be a lot fitter than she was at Gosford. Number 7's an interesting runner, Primavera. Robert Thompson's only rider of the day for the Hawks team. The Hawks family, 99% of the times, engage Robert when they bring horses to Newcastle to Saturday. This is a filly cost over $500,000 for the China Horse Club and Pinecliff Racing. She's going to the sales. Michael Hawkes told me at Hawkesbury Thursday in June on the Magic Millions, they're selling her, and this is a chance to win a race. He was pretty confident when I spoke to him. She did run fourth the other day at Gosford in a good race. Silent Sea run second, and she missed the kick and ran on strong. She's a danger to the favourite, 11 and 8 the others, 9, 7, 11 and 8.
to race 6 at Newcastle. Hunter Caulfield, number 6, the favourite at 380 over 7 King Lear at 460.
I like one a bit better price than them, number 8, Al Cabana. Brett Kavanagh, well, he had four runners. He scratched the two-year-old. He's got three runners today, and I reckon they've all got a chance. This horse has got terrific form in highway handicaps. I know he hasn't raced for 4 months, but he ran placings at Randwick and two at Rose Hill in highway handicaps at the end of last year and into the middle of January. I think the big track's going to suit him. He's out of a Mossman mare, so I wouldn't be too worried about the going, that's for sure. And I think he's got a great hope with Keegan Latham, the South African, to ride. 600 Caulfield, it's a leader. It's just nailed its last two runs. It'll be hard to run down. 7 best of the others, King Lear, and number 4, Mutarakan, 8674.
El Cabana, 550 at this stage with Tab Fixed right. Odds. Race 7, the fillies and mares. Picardy Rose, number 2, at $2.80 is firm favourite.
Number 4, Flame of Love for Gay and Adrian. Gee, it was impressive winning first up at Gosford recently when it beat Silent Sea. Then it went to Ember, run second, got me to about 3/4 of a length. Kept, you know, running on as if it was nearly going to win, and then it laid out under pressure in the last bit. Racial King to claim, it'll be hard to beat. Number 9, my second pick, Luna Duchess, and I'm Brett Kavanagh's. Coming a bit off at Rose Hill last start in a highway behind O'Lordy on May 6th. Just nailed at Musselbrook prior to that. Certainly ready to win.